चंद्राय राधिकाय तदादे कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय। I became so happy to come to this island, Mavi, and those who had managed, oh, so much thanks to them, my heartly blessings to them. Our today is last day. From here we will go to Honolulu, and from there to America, Los Angeles, and so many places. So I'm very happy, especially for 7 days you are coming in classes, and I see that all the devotees are so much inspired. So I want to tell the gist of all my classes in short form. And these teachings are from Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, from our Goswami. First thing is that there are so many goals and there are so many object and aim and object and goal of our life. But we see from Shastra, though there are so many goals, like, without money we cannot be happy. So money is essential than anything. So then a process will come, how to make money. Anyone if knows that, one day we will have to be old, and so old that we cannot digest anything, and at last we will have to give up everything what we have collected in this world. So why should we collect all these things, and why we should struggle for making money? Money will also be here. Money cannot help us that we can be happy. So what is the need? Then object will be something more. So many things that world is like dream, illusory. So why we should do anything for this? We are Brahma, and our goal is that mukti, liberation. So giving up all karmas and everything, its fruits also, kicking. Always am Brahmasmi, am Brahmasmi, sarvam kaluitam Brahma, like this. But this idea is bogus. No happiness in this. Then we can make our goal that transcendental place, transcendental life in Vaikuntha. But there is some limit of happiness, not full. Then comes Ayodhya, then Dwarka, and even not Dwarka, more than this, we come to Braja, and there, Dasharas is so supreme. More than that, Sakharas, for more happiness. Some make their goal of life up to Braja, but like Dasharas, some Sakharas. And some like Yasoda Vatsalya Rasa. So many. Even so many are there. They were attracted when Krishna was playing on the branches of trees. Krishna used to embrace when going up. So why not this thing? They wanted to be a tree in Vrindavan. Sometimes, Krishna is playing in Govardhan, in so many ways, on these groves, on the caves. I should be any mountain and serve Krishna. So they became like mountain. More than that, the love and affection in gopis are highest. Mahaprabhu told, among them, Srimati Radhika love and affection is so high. Then it will may come a question, anything more? Oh, something is more. But in this world there are now none to ask this question. Very private, very secret. And what is that? Gopik prem is divided into two sections. Sambhog Ichamai, and then Tattvabhav Ichha. Like Lalita Abhishekha, we will serve conjugal. And someone like that, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. They don't want to serve direct Krishna. Never. If Krishna calls them even, but they don't. Like this. They want to serve like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari and all. For jivas, for souls, this is the highest object. No another object. So this is the highest object of any conditioned soul. You can select among all these aims and objects and fix in this world when you are as a devotee that what should be my aim and object of my life. And then a question will come, what is the process for this? In Raya Ramananda Upakhyan, in Rupa Goswami, in Sanatana Goswami dialogues, we see that only there is way to have the mood of gopis and to follow the gopis. There is no way other. So those who are lucky, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, by hearing the books of Goswami, especially Rup Sanatan, Raghunath and all, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all, by reading, a greed may come. Those who are fortunate, they will have that greed. Others cannot. By reading Chaitanya Charitamrita from a bona fide Rasik Vaishnava, surely that greed may come. Whether you are not qualified, you have no quality, but even by hearing, it may come. So this is the highest aim and object, and this is the process. But we should try to come from down. And what is that? If you want to love and affection of Krishna, conjugal serving, try to begin from very lower stage. And that is what? Instructions of Rupa Goswami. Without following the instructions of Rupa Goswami, you cannot be a pure devotee. Always remember this. Not only anger you should have to change, but manobegam, krodham, krodhabegam, jihva udaro, pasthabegam, etan vigan jo visahet dhira, sarvam apmam prathvi sarsishet. You should all try to follow these things. Bako Begam, Manasa Krodha Begam. Pundarik can explain the meaning in a very short form.
Oh, this is thing.
All these instructions are for family persons, worldly persons, not for those who are renounced, because they should give up their homes. Oh, being very strong devotees, giving up all worldly desires, very strong, then they should come in this saffron life. Otherwise they should be in householder life. So it is all for householder life, devotees. But it will be in highest way in renounced order persons, those who have left, those who have become nastic brahmachari, those who have taken sannyas, for them all these qualities will be in high way. Before giving up their homes, or they should be like this and then this, otherwise they will have to again return surely. Then second is that atyahara prasasyascha prajalponyamagra janasangascha laulyancha sadbhar bhakti vinashya. Govinda Bhakat, to very strong in this thing, those who want to develop their Krishna consciousness, utsahar nishaya dharya tat karma pravartana sangatyaga sato vritti sarvir bhakti vinasa prasiddhyati. Shyamrani, in very brief, not so elaborate, we thank you. If our father, mother, brother, by all relatives are not pure devotees, how we should deal with them? Should we insult them? Disobeying them? What should we do? What should we do? You should not have any link of paramarthic. Paramarthic, you know? No. In worldly connection, if something is necessary, you can give them respect, like Prahlad Maharaj gave respect to his father, not insulting. But if he will tell that you should not chant, then we can disobey. In this way. But not insulting him, not like this. Always like Prahlad Maharaj, like others. You can have some link for worldly things, but not so much connection with them. Or do pranam from far away. Or you can serve them. But you should not discuss all this or transcendental harikatha with them. If any devotee does not know mantra, how we should offer bhogs to Thakurji? And he brings some offerings and keeps in front of Thakurji. No proper mantra he knows. He can tell, oh, namo mahabhadanyaya, namo brahmanya devaya, and all. What should we do? What should we do? Oh, he has a tendency that, and some idea that if he will keep there, and by this mantra he will take. He is an ignorant person. Even we should not criticize.
Never. Never.
It is not blood, flesh or anything. When he will come in any high class of association, he will change his view and in proper way. Because he is Kanishta Adhikari. So we should try to always encourage. Always encourage. We know that this devotee is not pure and he is dancing and singing. That all should praise me. Oh, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, very good singing and dancing. Oh, you should dance like this.
No.
We know that it is not correct. Even we can do. I know that this person, fellow, is jesting. He is not pure devotee. Oh, you should. Oh, you are singing this very with melody and I want to hear yours. Oh, you should do. And very politely something correcting. Encouraging and correcting also by his uses. And then he will give his sangha. What? Dadati pratigrahnati goyam makhyati prichati bhungte bhojyate chaiva sarvidam pratilaksha. What is this? You? Very brief. That if he is giving, you should take it. If mercifully he is giving you something, very gladly you should take. Oh, thank you so much. Very much thank you. Then what is love? Krishna. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Even he is black, ugly, sometimes he may have some anger, but don't criticize. Like in Ganges, there must be some mud and foams. These are unpure. But even we think that, Ganges is transcendental, so everything is transcendental. So if he is really Vaishnava, sometimes he may be angry, no harm. Sometimes he may be very ugly, black, but you should not criticize. Always try to honor him. If Durvasa sometimes very angry in mood, be Ambarish. If his father so angry, Hiranyakashipu or Prahlad Maharaj so humble. So we should try to have these things. Don't make any offense in the Lord's feet. Krishneti jasya grintang manasadriya. Very short. In 2 minutes. Guru. Not it is that he should be inserted my Gurudev or my God brothers and in a special society. He can be from anywhere, in any sampradaya. And if he has been initiated, what should we do? If he is swajati, dikshasti chetav, and also he is swajati. What is the meaning of swajati?
Swajati means like-minded. That Vaishnava
is... I should love and honor him more. Always this consideration will be. Not like same. And
then
if you have even no test in chanting, in remembering, even you should chant and remember Krishna. Test will gradually come. And your all kinds of diseases will go away. Anath will go away. Offenses will go away. Everything. And a test will come. Don't give up chanting. And remembering. Like an example, if anyone has a disease of jaundice, in India, it was invented that, oh, if he will take sugar candy, oh, his rogue will go away, and first it will be tested like neem, very bitter, but gradually the rogue will go, disease will go, and then or test will come. When full test will come, you should know that all right now. So chant and remember with a fixed number of round and try to increase up to 1 lakh. Don't think that, oh, only 16 is enough. No. 1 lakh, and after that, more than that, like Haridas Thakur. And with taste and with quality. We don't trace on, oh, only quantity. Oh, quantity, but with quality. And then, in the last Rupa Goswami had told, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukrittanani Krameena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Praje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Naed Akhilami. Oh, this is the essence of the whole instruction, even of Vedas, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, Charitamrit, Goswami. All Rupa Goswami has collected and he has selected these. Tannam Rupa Charitadi. At first try to be in Vrindavan, where Krishna pastimes are. If there is a Siddha Chetra, Siddha means?
Perfect place.
Then if you are going Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, Jagannath Puri, automatically a test will come, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. Here anyone can chant and remember, okay. But it will be more effectful when you are chanting in Vrindavan. But if you have no chance to go directly by your body, then even by mind you should try to be in Vrindavan. In the guidance of highly qualified Vaishnava, Rashik and Tattvajna, he should know all thoughts. He can remove all our doubts and agreed may he give. And being in Vrindavan, under the guidance of Rasik Vaishnava, you should chant the name, holy name, and at that time, remembering that very pastimes of Krishna, connected with the names. Of, this is the essence of all instructions. You should think that I am not mortal, this body. What you are? Eternal servant of Krishna. We have come only to practice bhakti yoga, not to collect money, not to do anything in this world. We are ignorant, we have no such strong faith on name that it can give anything you like. It is not sure that your business will give money or not. It may be that in a second, oh, you can be like bankrupt. In a moment you can be. But this is a business that never fails anyone. Very good. Always increasing. Gaur Prama. Yes.
And there's no.
Who will see? Who will think this? High class of Vaishnava, not animal. Like Mahaprabhu, dekhe tar murti, na dekhe tar murti. Thaur jangam dekhe, na dekhe. Who is seeing? Who is realizing this fact? I have told, not for all, they cannot do.
So in Vrindavan there's no Shanta Ras. All, even the trees and animals are mixed with other rasas. But what is
for this? Whom? For whom? Who will think like this? There is no Shantarasa. We are seeing, oh, so many Shantarasa. If anyone shant, oh, he will see that everywhere shant. But those who are in the line of Mahaprabhu, they will see that no shant in Vrindavan. Understand? Anything more?
So what is the sky above of those residents of Vrindavan in the trees' bodies and animals' bodies. They're mixed with other rasas, but what is their own sky bar?
Oh, it will take long time to hear more and I will explain this, all these things, in Bezar or where we tell time. What?
Some senior Vaishnava is saying, your Gurudev is Sahaja, and saying opposite to your Gurudev, then how we should see that senior Vaishnava?
If you have so many strong argument, at once you should stop. And if you have so much power, you can cut his tongue. No. And if you have no power, no all these things, oh, keep your eyes like here and go and take in see your full
body. No need to associate with him anymore. And no need to associate with
him. Quickly, quickly.
We are always stressing that we need to have the mood of the sages in Dandakaranya. What is that the mood specifically?
What?
What is the mood of the sages in Dandakaranya? You are stressing that we should develop that mood. All the sages, they met Lord Ramchandra and they became absorbed.
First here, and a little greed, a semblance of greed should come. And then, otherwise you cannot understand. Oh, they wanted to love Krishna as gopis. No. Swami Maharaj himself told that this Bhagavan Das, my right hand. He used to give Swamiji daily perhaps, he used to tell me, for so many lakhs rupees for the construction of Vrindavan temple, Krishna Baladham temple. I don't know how he used to collect so much.
Ram Vijay.
Your left, right hand.
Ravi Jai, your right hand.
I know, he told me, Swamiji himself told that he is bringing from Japan and here. So I know from beginning he was a good preacher. I think that he had danced with so many devotees and singing so melody kirtan after long time. I'm very happy, very happy. I know that in this world anyone cannot be happy without chanting and remembering and without following the path of Swamiji. Never anyone can. So I think that he is not deviated from his life, or sometimes weakness comes, and that is not him. If he has honor to his Gurudev, and he has honor for Radha Krishna conjugal and Mahaprabhu Nityananda, for time being anyone can be like this, no more. But not as offensive to anyone. If there is no offense, somewhat little weakness. Oh, Krishna must. No. He will give him all the things that he desired. Like Dhruva, Prahlad. And they will enjoy all these things, worldly things. And quickly they can again be in his life. So I pray my Shiksha Guru, my friend, also my Sannyas Guru Bhai, so many relations with him, so many relations. We used to talk, being on the same bed, same chair, joking so many things. He never saw me like disciple, though I always treated him like my Shiksha Guru. But he never. He also called our relations are transcendental. And I was so fortunate that in his last service he told me to give his samadhi. So I feel so much obliged to him that he gave me so many services. I know that he has not established any new thing. Same Krishna consciousness, but English name was given. It is coming from, the root is Krishna himself. And in this world, in this ISKCON, Brahma became first Acharya. First. And his son, and also a disciple, both, Nara. First his son, and then disciple. Oh, he is the second ISKCON. Also, his elder brother and guru like four Kumar. They are ISKCON devotees. Those who serve Krishna, Radha Krishna conjugal. Whatever he does to please Radha and Krishna conjugal. Also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, really they are ISKCON. And we should try to know that, oh, we are all in one family. All. Anyhow, following a little bit, chanting, remembering Krishna, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, really they are ISKCON. Whether they may be in saffron cloth and sannyasi vesh, renounce order, they may be in grihastha ashram with family, without family, alone, anywhere, all are ISKCON. And that is why the follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, told to honor all the devotees who are in ISKCON from top to bottom. Kanishtha Adhikari, then Madhyam Adhikari, and then Uttam Adhikari, then Uttam, Uttam, Uttam. We'll have to respect. Otherwise, we are not ISKCON devotee. Krishna iti jasya grin, tan samana samadheta, dikshasti cheta, susya bhajana vigyamananyamanna, nindadi sunnihita. Rupa Goswami never told that he should be all my all God brothers. Only in the line of Rupa Goswami, never anywhere in this world accepting Krishna's supreme personality of Godhead. And he wants to serve Radha Krishna. And those who are serving, we should honor. If he is not initiated even. Not initiated. But he is not offensive. And not associating with Mayavad. Then he should be considered to be an ISKCON devotee. But what Kanishta. And those who are giving up all the nonsense things,
unearths unwanted things. Not criticizing anyone, even to them who are to be criticized, but even not to them. And always what doing? Chanting, remembering, without any unearth. He is Madhyam Adhikari. There are so many categories in Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam, Kanishth, Madhyam, 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 Uttam, and so many. So we should try to respect them according to their degrees of devotion. And to whom? They are more superior. Oh, serving Radha Krishna conjugal, like Ashtakal, Ashtakalina Leela. They have no time to criticize anyone. Think that all are serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. More than Prahlad Maharaj. Doing pranam to all, giving respect to all. Oh, we should know him like what? Krishna bhakti rasamavita kretam jadi kutapi labhyate tatra lollam apamulyam ekalam janma koti sukrite dvaram. We should think them, they are Mahabhagavatam. And we should honor. Whether he is not the disciple of my Gurudev, he is of Shyamananda Parivar, he may be of Narottam Parivar, he may be of Virbhadra Parivar, Jannama Parivar, no hot, anywhere he is. We should think them like Mahabhagavata. I know personally Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, he used to give honor proper to all. Though I have not been initiated by him, but how he used to honor me, I was not able to sit with him in the same category, same line. But like a child, he used to take me in his lap like. When he used to sing, oh, you should sing. I like your singing, songs. He used to play on drums, mridanga. Oh, I know he was first class of singer, singing. You can see in his cassettes. With pathetic tune, that heart is coming. Anyone knowing these songs will be, but yes, heart will be melted. And this is kirtan. Pasupasi jhure, pasana vidare, suni jare guna. But my heart is not melting. So we should try to respect proper all kinds of Vaishnava. So Rupa Goswami has to. He knows the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swamiji was Rupanuga Vaishnava. I know very rare persons don't know what is Rupanuga. Very rare. But one day we'll have to know. Without knowing, we cannot go up. We cannot be even Madhyam Adhikari if you are not knowing all these things. We should know who is Rupanuga. So, he came, this world, Swamiji, with a mission of his own, Vaishnavism. And what was that? The mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is who? Supreme Personality of Godhead, himself Krishna. But something more than Krishna. Not only Krishna. Combined of Srimati Radhika and Krishna Bhava. So he was not only Krishna. He was combined of Radha, Srimati Radhika. His power is Radhika. So he used to be always absorbed in Radha mood. Radha beauty was there, and intrinsic mood that Krishna has known. What? Adirudh Mahabhav. More than that. Krishna has up to Mahabhav. But after that, how to serve Krishna and to please Krishna? Krishna does not know his theory. He will have to learn and go to the school of Vishakha Devi. Sometimes to Swarup Damodar. That is Lalita. Without help of Lalita and Vishakha, he cannot relish the mode of Srimati Radhika. So this was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to preach this thing? Krishna cannot do. But when he took the beauty and this interest in mode of Radhika, then he relished everything in Gambhira with Lalita and Vishakha in their guidance. And Gadadhar Pandit, what? Doing? Looking. Whether he is acting his role perfectly or not. If he is doing some mistake, oh, he will twist the ears of Krishna. Oh, you are doing wrong. You should do like this. He was singing, Mahaprabhu, Varaha Pidam Natavaya. Oh, then Gadadhar quickly came. Oh, you should do like Varaha Pidam Natavarabhu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibhradavasa Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayanti Chamalam Randhran Vedurada Sudhaya Purayan Gopavindai Brindaranam Sapadaramanam Pravishatake. Oh, sweat is coming. Heart melting. Tears coming. So much like a big rain, heavy rain comes. There was some defect in Krishna. But, oh Gadadhar Pandit, something that Mahaprabhu took the beauty and intensive mode, and then he became like what? Oh, Rukmini. Oh, this is quite wrong. Not like. So Swamiji also came for the same object and mission, that there should be given rag marga. And what? Oh, you should know who was Srimati Radhika. What is all these modes? But when he came and went to especially New Jersey and Boston and New York, he realized, I will have to cut up so many jungles. And he began, because if land is not fertile, how he can give the seed of this bhakti? And the jungle was so dense and so wild, and not only so many beasts, wild beasts and dangerous animals were there, as poisonous snakes were there. So many things. So it took time. But he kept reserved in his books. And he told that you should read Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, Chitraketu and others. He had no time because ring was there. Ring, you know?
Calling there.
Oh, I cannot be without you. I need your service. Please come at once. And then he was bound to go to his Brahma. anyone can say that he has given everything in these books. Yes, he has given. But you will have to go deep. Throw any Vaishnava, ja Bhagavat pada, Vaishnava. Or so-called Vaishnava cannot give you these things. And if anyone is not following, oh, what will become? They will not understand all these things. And if they are not improving, advancing, anyone cannot be in same class for 20 years, 25 years for whole, forever. If not he is advancing, then he must fall down. And that is becoming. Oh. They come with a so much honor, bhakti to serve Krishna. This desire is there. They are engaged in so many things. But they don't have any way to go up. And that is why their whole ways are blocked. Where they will go? Those who to come down. But if there is way to go up, something superior, not always Kanishta Adhikari. And if they know Arup Goswami process, Raghunath Das Goswami, that Swamiji has also written in his book, but very deep, very deep. So we should try to go deep. Your mind, our mind will not go there. Those whose mind are there, they are practically serving and serve him. They know his mode. You can see that sloka, tannama rupa charitadi sukritananu krameena rasana manishiniyo tishan braje tadanuragi jana kalam. Swamiji has explained it so well, the mood of Rupa Goswami. If anyone has so many desires, worldly desires, unearth, full of unearth, no harm. If he has some greed to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in the nine of Rupa Goswami, he can do. He can think of Radha Krishna conjugal. He can sing what? Radha Krishna pran mor. Also, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Kabe Hama, Puja Vase, Jugal Iriti. What is the meaning?
When will I become very eager to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami? Only then will I be able to realize what is the preeti, the love and affection between Radha and Krishna.
But how? Oh, by the mercy of Nityananda. Tabe Hari Hari Bolite. So Nityananda Prabhu, mercy is. I have heard the song of Swamiji used to do. Keno na bhajili tare, Gaura avatar. Yes.
Avatar sar gura
so many songs. Netai Gaura Chandra. Even in beginning, we realize the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. But why he has prayed Rupa Raghunath? A special thing, the heart of Mahaprabhu. He can give Rupa Raghunath. Nityananda Prabhu can give, but not in the shape of Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu shape, in the shape of Anang Manjir. And Rupa Goswami, as a Rupa Manjari, they can give all the modes to serve Srimati Radha. So we should try to know and advance from Kanishtha Adhikari to Madhyam. Then we will not fall. Never, never. Then a test will come. And when a test will come in chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha, then what will be? Krishna will be in their heart. Purify their hearts. And they will go Madhyam Kanishtha, Madhyam Madhyam, and then Madhyam Uttam, and then Mahabhagavat Kanishtha. So we should try to know all these things and try to have all these things. First we should try to have taste. How it will come? If you are not associating always with high class of Vaishnava, even your chanting and remembering will not do. Never. So Sukadeva Goswami has told the process that first samanam, then kirtanam, and then serving and meditating. Samanam should become. Rupa Goswami has also told that. Srimad Bhagavat also has told that dharma sunishchitam visvakasen katha suja not padyan jadiratim. What is the meaning?
All the principles of Varnashram and all the regulations following the Vedas, but if he doesn't have any taste for hearing from Shrestha Sadhu.
Even chanting, he is serving so many ways. He is reading the books, but
if he doesn't have any taste for hearing from pure sadhus about the sweet Leela and glories of Krishna, then all of his activities come to zero.
Yes, at all. Chanting will not do. It will not be a first class or pure. If you are hearing Harikatha, then your name will be. Name is always pure. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinatman Nama Namina Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya. Name always Krishna Himself. Not difference. But we cannot. By hearing and hearing. From realized soul. You know that Narad can tell anyone of you should be a high class of Mahabhagavat. Even any creature, anyone, he can be like this. Only by telling. By his eyes will look and make him like himself. But Madhyam Bhagavat cannot do like this. He will give his association, hearing Harikatha, he will give. And Kanishtha Adhikari, oh, he will tell only that you should come to my Gurudev, you should come to devotee, this his pure devotee. Only he can show this. So all these are mercy. But Narad, oh, at once he will say, oh, Krishna Prem should come and you should dance and sing. And he will. He has capacity to tell. Because he has controlled Krishna in his heart by his services. So he is Maha 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 Bhagavata. So I request all that we should know that we are in one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, came to get all these missions. He came to these western countries where there was no shrine of bhakti or anything. All were engaged in sense gratifications. They used to take beef and so many things. Always and now. But mercifully, in a year or two, he changed the whole world. And miracle, he wrote so many books, translated so many books. And by his mercy, he took so many disciples, very powerful at that time, and inspired them. And he engaged them in his preaching everywhere in the world. Oh, how powerful, you cannot imagine. Oh, make them all. I know in France area and other that area, it was so famous. They make a big school. Or New Mayapur, more than 300 devotees were, children were there. A big goshala. We cannot imagine. But when I went to see, last but 1 year, I saw that all were weeping, like a desert. No life there. Swamiji saying he will weep in there. What became? If they were in school, big personalities, then its swarup was, swarup means different. So I request him also, you cannot be happy in this world. My dear friend Bhagwan Prabhu, world can cheat you. You will never be happy. So you should have strong faith in your Gurudev. He was not any ordinary person. He was transcendent. Came from there. Will enlighten all. So I think that it will be better that where you are, you should be there. Sthane sthitatan vang manobhi. He may be anywhere in life, worldly life, or and he has all have seen that in world there is no happiness. So many problems. These are like
snakes,
poisonous snakes, so many problems. And what is like tigers or death always. When they will die we cannot say. And problems, one coming like waves and one and another, very big, 12 feet, and then 20 feet even. So, I request all, then don't come down. Try to have a taste in name, a taste in Harikatha, and where you see, hear that, a good bona fide devotee is coming, giving classes. You should attend, certainly attend. This will bring you taste in all these things. And thus, your all kinds of way will be open, not blocked. And very soon, easily, you can go up. And you will see that your Guruji is smiling. I am very lucky that you have come. Now we should all should serve Radha and Krishna. Gaur Pramananda. I want that. My friend Prabhu came to me and gave a proposal. And that very proposal, that same proposal that I used to tell to anyone, that we should be in like a family. Not thinking that we are enemy-like. No fear at all. Why fear? If you want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in the same line, why fear comes? So helping each other, we should follow the mission of Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, our Gurudev, and Rupa and Sanatana, and be happy. Then we may see that ISKCON will be changed. Now I went so many places, everywhere in the world, and I felt like this that now anyone don't honor ISKCON leaders. Even their god brothers now, even a third class devotee, he never honors him. And that is why they are losing so much. And if they are proper respecting each other and chanting and remembering, or they must be, they must be changed. So he gave me that proposal. And I became very happy. He invited me to his house near Bejar. I must go there, and we should try to fulfill the desire of Swamiji, my Gurudev, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Prema. Fight fought in battle of Mahabharata, all were finished. Why we came?